We're visiting with Doug Yeager. Doug has co-written, co-produced a documentary film called Free to Rock. There'll be a screening of it coming up this Friday. Doors open at noon. A screening starts at 1. There'll be a question and answer and a discussion afterwards over at UC in the Main Street Cinema there on campus. Where did the idea of doing this project come from, Doug?
Well, I had gone to college in France, 1966-67, studying international relations. My best American friend there was a singer-guitarist, and at the time I booked him on TV in Marseille, and we were just best buddies. His name was Nick Binkley. So when I booked my first tour, actually my first engagement for the three Cincinnati acts in Saint-Tropez, France, I came back to X to college and told him, and he was excited, and he said, well, I want to be in the tour. And he said, let's go to Paris, and booked him in Paris. So we got in his car, we drove to Paris, we booked him in Paris, booked him in DF, and he became part of that tour. We had actually four acts on the tour. So when the tour ended, he said, well, I'm going back to Tunisia. He and I used to go to Tunisia on our vacations and get in trouble. And I did actually write a research paper there. We probably got in more trouble than spent time schooling, and he was engaged to an American girl in the Peace Corps. So he says, I'm going back to Tunisia to see Judy, and we'll stay in touch. But back in those days, there was no internet. There were no faxes. In fact, if you wanted to call America, it meant going down to the post office, writing down a number, giving it to a cashier there, and you go sit down and wait 3 hours for them to call you, and they send you to booth 23, and then you can make your call. And so communications were so difficult that we disappeared from each other's ether. And I had been trying to find him for years. I think 37 years go by, and I look on the internet, and I see in the San Francisco Chronicle an old article, and it says, Nick Binkley and the Street Dogs return on a tour from Russia. And I'm going, good, Nick. And then I'm reading halfway down, and it says, this story is even more interesting because when he doesn't have his touring with his band and his current hit record in Russia, he's vice chairman of the board of Bank of America Corporation. So, all right. And so I ordered some of his CDs and learned his daughter was an actress living in New York, and my daughter is an actress living in Hollywood. And so I wrote him a letter. This was 2004, around this time of the year. And he called me right back, and we talked for 45 minutes. It was like nothing had changed in 37 years. And he said, my two kids live in New York, and I'm coming often, so let's have dinner. We had dinner for 4 hours. We went back to San Diego, and we were emailing each other every day. And then he gave me a call maybe a month later, and he said, my daughter Pepper's in her first Broadway play. Will you go with me to the opening? His wife had passed away the previous year, so he was like getting away from the corporate world and just enjoying life. And I think in the position he was more trusting with old friends than with corporate business people he would meet. And I later found out socially he only hung out with musicians and artists. So he had two different worlds totally. And so we went three straight nights to his daughter's play. And so we're having dinner down around Times Square. And he was leaving the next day back to San Diego. And he starts telling me about his Russian rocker friends. There was a negotiation going on between the White House and the Kremlin around 1974. They had a big famine and they had no grain to feed their people. And so we said we would send them wheat, but we want you to allow Jews to get out of Russia, because there was a great history of anti-Semite pogroms against Jews in Soviet Union and Russia before that. So every Russian rock musician who was Jewish, and of course, the only Russian rock musicians were underground because rock and roll was forbidden. But those who were Jewish, they applied, And like one of our main characters in the film, who we co-wrote the story with, he married a Jewish girl who had two kids and no husband, and she couldn't qualify to go to Israel unless she had a husband. And so all of a sudden, they started to make their way out of the Soviet Union. And basically, they would be sent by trains to Vienna. And while in Vienna, they would be met by an Israeli official who would give them a passport and a plane ticket to Tel Aviv. Except none of the rockers went to Israel. They all continued down to Rome, where they learned if they applied for political exile status, it would take some time, but they could get a passport and come to America. And so that's what all the rockers did. And most of them ended up in San Francisco. And Nick, at that time, was vice president at Chase Bank. And so he got a loft for them to live in, to rehearse, to record. And they all became his best friends and then became his band also. And so it was, you know, with those guys that he learned all these stories. And they all told him, and with all seriousness, that they all believed it was rock and roll that brought down the Soviet Empire.
And the film Free to Rock that Doug Yeager, our guest, co-wrote and co-produced, is going to be screened this coming Friday at the University of Cincinnati at the Main Street Cinema on campus there. That's Main Street Cinema. Noontime, doors open. 1 o'clock, the film begins. Hang around afterwards for a discussion and question and answer. And before I forget, is it or will it be available on DVD?
Oh, it is. If you go to Amazon and just type in Free to Rock, you have two choices. If you have Amazon Prime, you can upload it, download it, whatever it is, stream it, or you can buy a two-disc DVD. The first disc is the film that was shown on PBS, but the second disc, Nick Binkley and I made 2 hours long on the making of the film. I will say that this is not just a political history film that would bore the average rock and roll fan. We have not only interviews, but we have performances by Elvis Presley, the Beatles, the Beach Boys, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Bruce Springsteen, Elton John, Billy Joel, Metallica. So it's a rock and roll film also, and was a huge hit when it was presented at the Grammy Museum in Los Angeles and at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. In fact, last August, 14 months ago, I was flown to Germany to show it at the Wacken Open Air Festival. And for many of you who are not into heavy metal music, it's the largest heavy metal festival in the world. And truly, I hadn't been listening to heavy metal since Black Sabbath, and so I wasn't really sure what was going to happen, whether they would stop and watch and listen to a film. But they showed it at midnight, you know, with 100,000 people, and we had a press conference, and the U.S. Embassy sent their consul general to participate. And so that was great. In Slovakia, we went to a big rock festival, the Pohada Festival. And it's also played at the Woody Guthrie Center in Tulsa. So it's not just a film for people into political science or international relations. It tells a great story about rock and roll and the power of rock music and how it can affect change in society, even authoritarian societies.
And we might mention that Kiefer Sutherland is the narrator in the film.
Oh, yes. Our director is four-time Emmy winner Jim Brown, who's done many music films, and Kiefer Sutherland is the narrator. I felt very lucky to get him because he was my first choice. And I just love his edgy voice of Jack Bauer from 24. And he was so good to work with, and has really enhanced the film a lot, I feel.
Hey, Doug, congratulations. A great job.
Thank you, Brian. So nice to talk to you after...
decades?
Almost 50 years.
Yeah.
WEBN days. If you're not working that day, I hope you can make it down to UC and I can see you.
I do plan on it. Doug Yeager, my guest, who co-wrote, co-produced Free to Rock, the documentary film, going to be screened this coming Friday at UC in the Main Street Cinema on the campus there. 12 noon, the doors open. 1 o'clock, the show begins. Stick around afterwards, a Q&A and a discussion on the documentary film Free to Rock. And for WVXU, I'm Brian O'Donnell. What you wanna do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat. Burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of my shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but lay over my blue suede shoes. Rock it! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes.